It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. If you are a girthy person in need of some international travel, might I suggest not going to Finland anytime soon? There is an airline in Finland, Finnair, as it's appropriately called, that is weighing passengers voluntarily before they get on flight so they can have a more accurate number, a more accurate total weight of passengers, their carry-on bags, and their checked bags. Because if all of the above exceed a certain limit, their planes can't fly. And that's pretty typical, especially on smaller aircraft. If you've ever been on a puddle jumper plane, we went on one from Anchorage to Dutch Harbor, Alaska, when I went and hung out with the captains on Deadliest Catch, name drop. They had to weigh everything to make sure that the plane was balanced and they moved passengers around. That usually happens on smaller aircraft, but you know, Finnair is a pretty big airline. And, you know, the biggest worry we've had recently is obviously entire doors blowing out of 737 MAX 9s. But in Finland, they're worried about your bottom line, your big, corpulent, fleshy bottom line. So what they're doing is they're asking people to weigh themselves, and they don't advertise that number. They don't broadcast it. They keep it kind of secret, and they'll give you a reflective bag tag for your trouble. My worry is not, and I know we talk about this a lot, and people no longer have any self-awareness when they fly, at least the really bad ones. And you know the flyers I'm talking about. It's the ones with kids who kick your seats. It's the people who put their bare feet all over their own seat and the back of your seat and the back of your armrests with their fungus toes and their foot flakes. And all of that stuff, they just rub all over the plane as though their eyesight is so bad they can't see their feet. And if they do register, they have gone blind to what disgusting, corroded, fungus-infected feet look like, and they're still willing to go into the bathroom barefooted or with socks. Those people, also, I don't know how they survived this long, because if you were inviting so many pee microbes into your skin and into your system, maybe you have the strongest immune system in the world. Maybe that's the key. Maybe people need to stop drinking kombucha and they just need to waddle into pee-soaked plain bathrooms with their socks on. And that'll do it. Then we'll all be healthy. We'll never have to have a COVID shot ever again. Thank you, Travis Kelce. But it's not the girthy people who bother me, because it's very rare that you fly next to someone who is so morbidly obese that they need a seatbelt extender or a first class seat. And I know, you know, there's a big fat positive push in our culture, and that's fine. And I've always said a little bit of cushion is better for the pushing. It's better to have a layer than to be too skinny. But you don't want to be like my 600-pound airline companion, because that's an issue. But people certainly have been getting heavier over the years. And although Finnair adjusts their weights and what is acceptable on a plane before the thing will just nosedive into a fjord, they adjust it every 5 years because people's weight go up every 5 years. But it's not just the chubby McFattersons who make traveling difficult, because, you know, by and large, it's really not. I'm more concerned about people who pack too much stuff, and people who show up. The most annoying people are the ones who show up with massive carry-ons, and they are the ones who have the extra zip extenders fully flexed. So their bags are way, way too girthy to fit into a very roomy luggage compartment, but they try anyway. And I'm surprised they don't show up with jugs of Vaseline or Crisco to try and push those things in. And then they're the ones that seem outraged that their bag won't fit. Like, they're mad at the airline because they don't know how to edit their packing.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Listen to the Fox Business Rundown starting May 20th at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
And of course, it's partly the airline's fault for charging people to check bags. But people who try and shove too much stuff or who bring too much stuff on planes because they can express zero personal responsibility, they're the ones who make it difficult for everyone else because the plane has to wait and the flight attendant has to run to the back and escort people to the front with their bags and people have to move out of the way. And that's what delays the process so much. So I think that we need to have a societal, not forced, not imposed, certainly not by the government. We need to have a refresher course on how to pack and what to bring, and most importantly, what not to bring, which is almost everything you take with you on vacation or a business trip. You know, talk to anyone. Go rewatch the montage of George Clooney in the first 5 minutes of Up in the Air, and you will see exactly how to pack. And you have to limit your stuff. You have to pack smartly. It's not difficult to do. It's a really fun challenge. So those people are the problem. The other people who are the problem are the sugared up toddlers who kick the seats and their parents couldn't be bothered to parent them, because those of us, when our kids were young, who worked our asses off to make sure that they were occupied and well-behaved, those parents are fewer and far between nowadays. So it's the toddlers. It's too many carry-ons. It's the gassy people. And I'm going to throw not just gaseousness, but personal odors into the mix, because if you smell when you get on a plane, shouldn't get on a plane, shouldn't be traveling. You should go see a healthcare professional. And you know who I'm talking about, because you've flown next to these people. It's the people who smell like they've been chewing on Jack Daniel's soaked raw cloves of garlic for about 3 days, and it's just seeping out of their pores, and you can't escape it. Doesn't matter if you have a mask or a scarf wrapped around your face or two nostrils full of Vicks VapoRub, you cannot escape that smell. So Finnair needs to develop some smell-o-vision technology where they can suss out the gassy and stinky passengers, because they're the ones who are being more disruptive to a pleasant experience. And that's how air travel should be. It should be pleasant. It should be a nice escape from reality, because really, conceivably, nothing can bother you, because you could tell anyone, whether it's a spouse, a partner, a best friend, a coworker, your boss, that you are inaccessible on a plane flight. And that in and of itself should make it pretty joyous. But if you've got these other people who can't control their kids and can't control their booty funk, whose bowels swell up and decrease, and just and there was one flight that was grounded mid-flight because a guy's farts were so toxic, and he laughed about it the whole time. A sadist like that should not be allowed to fly. Finnair should develop some technology that will sniff out toxic butt toots before they leave someone's sphincter. And I don't think that's too much to ask, because if you're going to weigh people, and that means you're going to kind of discriminate against the pleasantly plump, then you need to discriminate against people who barf rotten air out of their anuses on planes, because it is unfair to the rest of us. And you toddler seat kickers, yeah, there's a special dirty look waiting for you if you sit behind me, you short-legged, strong-calved bastards. So maybe don't go to Finland if you don't want to get weighed, but we have much worse things to deal with as frequent flyers than someone who's a little chubby and tubby. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. It's always time for a refresher course here. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Listen to the Fox Business Rundown starting May 20th at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.